Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
If you missed the last hour, it was a very important hour. I walked through the history, a brief history of the banking elite, the private banking cartels, and how they orchestrated the Federal Reserve Act of 1913, put us under martial law, but the federal government wasn't big at that time. They had to grow it and give us ID numbers and slave numbers and found the state police and set up their whole scam. Now, the central banks openly issued the credit, openly pumped up the stock market, openly got everybody as extended as they could. And now, and we have the Bilderberg Group's own information on this, they want to bring the economy down big time. And here's the evidence of that. Greenspan predicts falling housing prices, rising inflation. When he says that, he knows that's killer for the economy. I mean, that is a hammer in the head. And that is exactly what he is doing. Here's the Treasury Secretary, Henry Paulson, jumping on the bandwagon. Prepare for prolonged turmoil, says U.S. Treasury Secretary. And again, he comes out in the AP and Reuters yesterday, Federal Reserve Chairman, former Chairman Greenspan. Greenspan says euro could replace U.S. dollar as reserve currency. That weakened the dollar further. I mean, these are savage blows. They build him up to God level, say he's a genius who loves us and mothers milk, and he coddles us and kisses us, and they brainwash all these idiot yuppies who think they know it all because, you know, they got $1 million in the bank of confetti. And then they get us extended out as far as they can, and they just cut us off. So I'm going to go over some of these articles when we get back and get into some more of the actual details of what we're facing. I'm going to play some clips of this snake, Greenspan. I'm just an enemy. You talk about actual New World Order top chieftain. See, Bush is just told what to do. The think tanks come up with the strategies to implement the globalist policies. But when you get up to a Federal Reserve Chairman, Alan Greenspan level, that guy was managing the big main central bank of the banking cartel. He literally has power. Not a puppet. It's just like with the Roman legates, when the emperor would have a legate, a man who could speak for him, who he trusted, who spoke as the emperor. Literally, when you see Alan Greenspan, especially when he was Fed chairman, he is an imperial legate of the New World Order who speaks for the less than 20 families that literally own more than 80% of the globe's wealth. And they are waging war against the middle class. They are waging war against the people of the world. They are trying to take any wealth we've saved and destroy us. And they are trying to take all of those that got into deep debt and put them into serious bondage. And I repeat, this is the same globalists that have done everything they can to destroy our sovereignty, and they brag about it. Because any sovereign nation could threaten their world government. The globalists are international financiers. They're above all the countries. They manipulate them and play them off against each other. And the U.S. must be put through the fire first. It must be brought down to third world status. It must be a peonage, a peon village of mind-numbed, gibbering consumerites. And to watch all of the yuppies literally cuddle around Greenspan and praise him on radio and TV and beg him to save us, and oh, we wish we had you. He retired, passed it on to Bernanke, who's the fall guy. Now they pose as saviors and tell you they weren't involved in any of the policies that caused this when they absolutely run the economy. This would be like at the end of World War II, having Hitler run the Nuremberg trials as the chief magistrate, as the chief judge prosecuting Nazis. It is that ridiculous. But you got a public who doesn't know geography, history, branches of government, the bare essentials to navigate the geopolitical spectrum. They have no idea. The public is the equivalent of some poor person from birth who is blind and who is deaf and who has no taste and who they literally, listening to me right now, can't even understand me. It's up to us that know the truth to fight these people.
Blackbird. Berkey purification elements are more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These awesome elements are used in Berkey purification systems, and they can also be used to upgrade most other gravity filtration systems. They can purify raw, untreated water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, trihalomethanes, and chemicals such as chlorine, atrazine, styrene, and MTBE. These elements also reduce unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Unbelievably, they even remove small microparticulate from water like food coloring particles. Yet, they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. Moreover, because they are recleanable, black Berkey elements are more economical than the standard disposable elements, providing fresh, pure water for less than 2 cents per gallon.
Get a two-pack for only $99 or a four-pack for only $188 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
It's here. After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
I'm Dr. Arthur Perry, and I'm a plastic surgeon, and I see a lot of people who come to my office for facelifts and collagen injections. But I want to tell you today about a product that I developed. It's called Night Skin, and it helps your skin look younger without needles, without acid peels, and without a facelift. In 12 hours, it will make your skin seem smoother. In 12 hours, it will stimulate collagen production. And in 12 hours, it will promote elastin growth in your skin. What does this all mean? Well, this is the stuff that makes your skin firm and healthy and helps you look younger. Night Skin is real, and the results are real, and it contains only proven ingredients that work to lighten age spots, smooth the skin, and help diminish the appearance of wrinkles. It's easy, and in 12 hours, you'll see it works. Try it risk-free today.
To order Night Skin risk-free, call 1-800-894-3462. Learn how to get a free bottle by responding to this ad. Call 1-800-894-3462. That's 1-800-894-3462.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
I'm going to continue with the financial analysis and what the overlords are doing to us for this segment into the next. Then I'm going to get into the tasering of the man in Florida who asked Kerry a question. The police started grabbing him. He was agreeing to leave. They said, get your hands off me. Once they pinned him down, he said, please don't taser me. And the guy said, tasering. And this is just showing you where this country is going. Also, we have the high-level federal prosecutor, hardcore pedophile, flew across state lines to meet with a woman who was supposedly pimping out her 5-year-old daughter. And I see these things every week with these people. There were two deputy heads of Homeland Security in a row, remember last year? I mean, these are the top guys, both in Florida doing it. It'd be bad enough if they were going after 16-year-olds. Folks, they're going after 4- and 5-year-olds. These are degenerate scum, the likes of which the planet has never seen. So we're going to be going over that as well. Right now, let's go ahead and go into the Greenspan clips. Let's play the Iraq oil clip first. This is just to give an example of the news worshiping Greenspan. We're going to play a few minutes of this. Here it is.
When Greenspan speaks, everyone listens. Maria, good morning.
Hi there, Ann. Thanks so much. It's come to be known as Greenspeak, actually. And over the years, Greenspan has been self-admittedly shy and convoluted. So these latest words are really being taken seriously and have come as a real surprise.
Widely respected men.
He has dominated his age like no central banker in history.
Well, you know, we were the odd couple.
For over 30 years, Alan Greenspan counseled six presidents and served as the chairman of the Federal Reserve under four.
But how do we know when irrational exuberance...
Living the American dream. Greenspan was born in 1926, just 3 years before the Great Depression. Greenspan was raised by his mother alongside Irish and German immigrants in low-rise apartment buildings in Washington Heights, New York.
And now the vice president will swear Alan Greenspan in.
He was first tapped as the U.S.'s top banker under Ronald Reagan in 1987. But Greenspan's introduction to politics came 20 years earlier when he met Richard Nixon, who he describes as brilliant and intimidating. During his reign as Fed chairman, he oversaw the U.S. economy through Black Monday, the collapse of long-term capital management, and the bursting of the dot-com bubble.
You're an analyst, not a politician. There's the White House. We're in Washington. Don't you have to be a politician in this town?
Yeah.
You weren't a politician?
Nope.
Greenspan is a self-described lifelong libertarian Republican, which is why his critical words about the GOP in his new memoir are so powerful. Greenspan writes that Republicans have swapped principle for power and deserve to lose the 2006 elections. Greenspan provokes the most controversy with his views on Iraq, saying the Iraq war is largely about oil.
Very nature of the complexity of the...
However, Greenspan himself has not been without criticism. As Fed chairman, he cut short-term interest rates, keeping them at 1% from 2003 to 2004, which critics argue contributed to the housing bubble that is bursting today.
He didn't anticipate very well the consequences of his actions.
Oh, he didn't anticipate very well. What, 4 years ago he said irrational exuberance, or was it 6 years ago? I forget. I mean, they say this so later they can say, oh, see, I told you, and the average American has no idea how this even works. Quote, America's top banker. You mean the Rothschild-owned manager of the largest regional subsection of this global empire. The banks of the world own the governments like puppets. Like change in their pockets. And then when they get ready to drop the boom, they blame those puppets. They blame them and hang them out to dry. And then Greenspan, who would never say anything about the economy, good or bad, because he knew the effects it would have, now comes out and says, well, it looks like the dollar won't be the world reserve currency. Looks like we're going to have super bad and double-digit inflation. Looks like housing prices will go down 10 to 30%. Looks like, oh... Piling on, we've got the head of the Treasury saying the same thing. Piling on, we've got former Fed Chairman Paul Volcker. Piling on, we've got former, you know, heads of the IMF and World Bank. Michelle is saying it, and Wolfensohn is saying it. On and on and on. It's time for them to consolidate. It's time for them to implode the economy. It's time for them to bankrupt millions and millions of people. It's time for them to bring us further into debt and control. And then his answer is, Hillary Clinton, don't vote for Republicans. It makes no difference. He says, it's all Bush's fault. The Democrats will save us. I'm a libertarian. Vote for Hillary. Then he double speaks and says, but I would vote Republican. I'm a libertarian. You mean back when you wrote two essays for Ayn Rand's Capitalism, The Unrealized Dream. It's on the web. Just type Greenspan's anti-Federal Reserve paper, and you can find it. You can find it in paperback in most bookstores. I've seen it in bookstores the last few months. We bought another copy. He's talking about how the Federal Reserve is private and runs scams and how it's evil. He was like Ron Paul, but he decided to join the dark side. He was hurting them as a libertarian economist. He is a very intelligent man. He was in New York running a gold brokerage firm and was a pro-gold man. And they came to him and they said, let us take you up to the high places. And in the mid-70s, Richard Nixon took him up on the mountain and said, all of this can be yours. Fall down and worship me.
And he said, yes, mein Führer. And then he went to the Grove, became a member. And then he became a made man. And then he was made Federal Reserve Chairman by the globalist. He's not just somebody like Volcker, who was always a New World Order acolyte. This is somebody who was one of us. And literally, like Darth Vader, put on the black helmet, ladies and gentlemen. And I am not going to sit here and watch Alan Greenspan parade around now claiming George Bush caused the run on the banks from the U.S. to France to England to Australia. I'm not going to sit here. And by the way, they're now announcing it spread to other banks. I have that here in the stack, two different articles. They're still having computer malfunctions and not giving people their money in England. And the government's saying, don't worry, you'll get 100% of a 1,000-pound deposit and 90% of a 33,000-pound, that's like $66,000. And, oh, well, maybe we'll just guarantee all of it, but not now. And what do they do as the economy gyrates downward globally? They pile on Monday morning and put out the worst news ever out of Alan Greenspan's mouth. Listen to Greenspan defending himself on 60 Minutes and Leslie Stahl just creamy-eyed looking at him, just twittering around the great power. Here it is.
Down as one of the best chairmen of the Federal Reserve in American history. His 18-year tenure was marked by unprecedented economic growth, budget surpluses, and a booming stock market. And he was praised universally for shepherding the economy through the shock of 9/11. Now he's written his memoir, The Age of Turbulence, which comes out just as he's coming under fire, something he's not used to, for today's housing and lending crises. His critics say he established a pattern of bailing out Wall Street investors. Greenspan sat down with us for his first major interview, defending himself against the criticism that he should have done something to stop the shady practices in subprime lending. In a rare admission, he told us he missed its significance. If you knew these practices were going
on... Stop right there. I mean, come on. He made the decision to cut interest rates down to 1%. Some of them were zero. Remember that? He made the decision. The large central banks of the world completely have regulatory control over the brokerage houses, over the stock market, over all of it. I mean, this is like Hitler at the end of World War II saying he was against the Nazis all along. This is incredible. Go back to this traitor.
In a rare admission, he told us he missed its significance. If you knew these practices were going on, and even maybe just suspected that there was something illegal or shady, why didn't you speak out?
Well,
you had a huge megaphone. People really listened to Alan Greenspan.
Well, I was aware a lot of these practices were going on. I had no notion of how significant they had become until very late. I didn't really get it until very late in 2005.
Stop it. He didn't get it. And then did they try to quietly wean these down and stop these? Number one, this is not what's causing it all. I told you they'd have some fake reason of bad loans. Remember, because they did that all over the world. Remember 6 months ago, a year ago, 2 years ago, I said, watch, they'll blame it on some sector of the economy. They'll blame it on some shady low-level people. I wish I had a bigger staff. I'd go pull all those clips because it's a formula. And see, they can't come out and say he's perfect, didn't know wrong. They just say, oh, what a genius. Oh, he made the economy great. Oh, he shepherded us through the .com. Oh, he did such a good job. Oh, but when he left, it all fell apart. And in the end, he missed what caused it all to implode. And then he comes back, stabbing the economy in the heart, saying it's all going to fall apart. That is open treason. You see how that works? And then now, oh, he was a bumbling old man. He didn't know. It's not his fault. I mean, this is just the sickest thing I've ever heard in my life. Go back to him. He'll take us out of break.
Six.
But others at the Fed did get it, that banks and mortgage companies had already signed up millions of home buyers and speculators, many with poor credit, for so-called subprime mortgages with complicated interest rate adjustments.
We'll come back.
That have led to...
It is the central banks that allowed the issuance of this. They set the parameters. I mean, it is so amazing to see them positioning themselves as the good guys while trying to deepen the crises as much as they possibly can. Then injecting paltry sums that don't even pump it back up, acting like they're trying to save us. I mean, it is quite a dance.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
Ted Anderson provided September 17, 2007, gold, 715, 30-ounce gold coins can be purchased for $737.77, $363.85 for half, $181.83 for quarter. That's $737.77, $363.85, and $181.93.
Hedge funds got in the malaise of mortgage bankruptcies. The bond market continues to slump. J.P. Morgan gets caught in a $10 billion bad deal for Chrysler. Housing sales fell 6.6%. Mortgage giant Countrywide showed mortgage payment woes spreading to the middle and upper class. Investors cast doubt on investment banks. Credit protection insurance for mortgage lenders are skyrocketing due to the increased risk. The U.S. dollar is free-falling against foreign currencies, and countries that previously financed the U.S. are now seeking safer alternatives. Economist Rudy Boyd published the report Bubble Leaking. Call for the report today, 800-686-2237. The value of your hard-earned money is being lost in a global game of chess. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hemp, the superfood for you and your family. Hemp has nutritional values that far exceed any known plant. Hemp, used for food, clothing, and shelter since time began. Hemp. This God-given food source is controlled by your government, making it not legal to grow for American people and farmers, but legal to import. Our founding fathers grew hemp because they knew of the benefits it offered. The protein powders, seeds, and oil are available through hempusa.org. Recommended daily intake of this food source will allow the body to heal itself from many ailments. Loaded with potassium, magnesium, calcium, essential fatty acids, amino acids, and nutrients not available in other plants. Hemp can be stored with a long shelf life as a life-sustaining food source for you and your family. Could this be the government's best-kept secret? Call today at 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Learn. Help. Shop at hempusa.org. We do not charge for shipping. That's 908-691-2608 or go to hempusa.org today.
Hi, this is Jeff Rentz, and if you're interested in suppressed natural cures and rare exotic remedies, this may be the most important message you'll hear for a long time. There's an opportunity right now for a limited number of listeners to acquire an amazing, blacklisted, naturally occurring compound with very unusual ionic properties. In fact, it's considered the single most important remedy in all of Ayurvedic medicine. Medical studies have been conducted abroad on the effects this rare mineral-like compound has on energy, diabetes, tumors, ulcers, memory, and brain function, not to mention reproductive health, exercise recovery, and arthritis. Because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made. However, it's still quite legal to own this compound. And the best part? My listeners pay nothing down. Simply go to blacklistedherb.com. That's blacklistedherb.com. Or call 815-259-4552. That's 815-259-4552 for details.
Is it getting better? Or do you feel the same? Will it make it easier on you now? Got someone to blame. You said one love one life when it's one need in the night. One love, we get to share it. It leaves you, baby, if you don't care for it.
We're seeing quite a dance right now.
Did I disappoint you?
By the Central Bankers.
Or leave a bad taste in your mouth?
America's banker, Alan Greenspan.
You act like you never had love, and you want me to go without. Well, it's too late tonight to drag the past out into the light. We're one, but we're not the same.
I just want everybody to know who did it to you.
Carry each other. Carry each other.
And we talk about Greenspan truly having power, Greenspan truly having his hands on levers and carrying out the policies of the private families that own our country, that own the Federal Reserve, that own the literal money machines.
Have you come?
Talk about monopoly. Talk about unfair trade advantage. Talk about corruption. These are the individuals buying radio, TV networks means nothing to them. All the newspapers. If they want to put in toll roads to tax existing roads, they just buy the newspapers and shut everybody up. That's because they literally own the money. They literally own the issuance of it. But there are people behind Greenspan. There are people above him. The Rothschild family. Queen Beatrix of the Netherlands. Queen Elizabeth of England. The Warburgs. These are the individuals that own this country, that own its military, its police, and that maintain their control through brainwashing. While we debate Hillary versus Obama and Obama versus Newt or Fred Thompson, they're just jumping jacks that follow their orders. Let's play the Alan Greenspan clip where he worships Clinton. Listen to this.
Clinton was the only Democrat Greenspan served under, and he says the smartest of all the presidents he knew.
Even though I clearly was a Republican, I had to admit that he was an extraordinarily effective president.
You seem to have gotten along with him best of all your presidents.
That's right.
I mean,
the bottom line is what he called our relationship when he said, we, I think, are the odd couple.
I asked what he thought of Hillary.
Very smart. She and I got along reasonably well.
Do you think she can handle the presidency?
Certainly. Well, I think she's unquestionably capable. The question is she the best person for the job?
And?
My tendency would be to vote Republican.
We all know that when Chairman Greenspan talks, the world listens.
He got so close to Clinton and his economic team that he began visiting the White House as often as once a month, something his predecessors had not done.
What was going on?
Well, I was basically being an economic consultant, which was...
But is that proper for the Fed chairman to become an economic consultant of the administration, given the need for the appearance of total independence?
Okay, let's just stop right there. I mean, talk of total independence and what's proper. These banks, the 12 branches, literally own the government. They took it over in 1913. It's a total hijacking. And they fully took military control in 1933 with the War Powers Act. Bill Clinton's a Rhodes Scholar, British agent. Greenspan is a knight commander of the crown. A knight commander. By the way, it's in the Constitution that you can't have royal titles and serve in the government. They don't care because it isn't the government. It's the private banks that own and run this country. And to just have to listen to him, is that proper for you to go to the White House? Alan Greenspan, a traitor, an enemy, a hijacker of this country. And I've got all these other news clips that just go on worshiping him. I mean, how he is a genius, how he's the smartest man in the world, how he is just so wonderfully good, and how much he cares about us. While he runs around shooting his mouth off viciously, saying our economy is going in the toilet. Doing everything he can to wreck the fiat system that his bosses set up. You can't have your cake and eat it too, you little traitor. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
I need to do something about my dry heels. After a pedicure, they look great. Then I have to go right back again because my feet get dry so quickly.
Haven't you heard about Calex ointment? I use it regularly on my heels, and they stay looking great. And my feet feel as good as they look.
What's that name again? Wait, I'm getting my pen out.
It's Calex. C-A-L-L-E-X.
What makes Calex ointment so different?
It's got these natural enzymes that quickly exfoliate dry, cracked feet and leave your feet feeling soft and smooth, just like a baby's bottom.
For soft, smooth heels and feet, use enzyme-rich, moisturizing Calex ointment. It's diabetic-friendly and found in the foot care section of Walgreens, Long's, Snyder's Drug, Bilo, Card Drug, HEB grocery stores, medicine shop pharmacies, and Rite Aid.
Hey, here's a drugstore. I'll be right back. I'm getting some Calex for my heels.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625 for BioSolutions.
Don't worry. This show is documented. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire. And it burns, burns, burns.
What should I do?
The ring of fire.
Should I give the toll-free number out and take calls on the economy, the gear up for war with Iran, the police state unfolding in this country? Should I go through all that news now and play those clips? I'm going to get into the tasering as quickly as possible, then your calls, then the war news in the next hour. On the subject of Greenspan, this is basically how it came down. They geared up their police state. They federalized the police even further. They gave them the riot gear. They built more prisons. They doubled, and then they're trying to double that number again. They've gone from 300,000 cops to 1.5 million. They're setting up a gargantuan police state in this country to suppress the people. They gave us a nice external enemy while they engaged in the treason here. They had to give us an external enemy that they had manufactured and bolstered and shepherded and funded and nurtured so that psychologically we could look outward with angst and have some type of false unifying effect here, quote, in the empire, as Zbigniew Brzezinski, the national security advisor, wrote in 97. So that we would go along with all of this. And they gave us lots of heroes, every one of the cop shows and CIA shows, peopled by Jack Bowers, torturing children every episode to get the bad guys to answer questions, warping our conscience, preparing us to go into third world despotism. A mass mind control job was done. And then in the run-up to imploding our economy, they stole close to $4 trillion out of the Pentagon pension funds and investments. By the way, don't email me with an article saying $1.9 trillion from September 7th, 2007. That was 6 years ago. It's now close, last year when I watched the banking committee, to $4 trillion missing. That's how that works. People hear me put out one number. And then they'll go find an article that's only about one piece of it and then say I'm putting out false numbers. That doesn't mean I'm always got everything correct, but we certainly try here. That's why they're rushing before the economy falls apart to go ahead and legalize and go ahead and give amnesty to all the illegal aliens so they can get that done before the economy really implodes. And then people will be even more angry and fighting against what's happening because the pressure of the third world populations will be that much worse on the economy, the social funding and the government, the spending, and, of course, driving down the wages and your overall earnings. They are rushing to get the seizure of our roads and water districts into private hands. They are rushing to literally loot the infrastructure. All of that, when I saw them start racing, I said, okay, they may implode everything now. Because when you see them racing to literally grab everything they can and loot out the structure of the nation, you know you've got a serious problem. You know you've got a big, big problem. And I read federal manuals, I read law enforcement publications, I read Defense Department studies. My grandfather in the 60s was involved in less lethal weapons for mass shocking crowds. He did some inventing. I don't think I've ever even told that story. So I'd already heard about this when I was a kid, their plans. You know, he's a big conservative guy in the 60s and invented this remote control robot that rolled down the street and had these big electrical arms that stuck out and would shock people. And they bought the prototype and made a little bit of money, but they never developed and implemented it. The point is, they wanted this for a long time. The point is, I know about this stuff, so let me just tell you how it works. When you're training a German Shepherd to attack people, or a Doberman, when you're training one of these dogs to be an attack dog, you started out as a puppy with dummies and with arm pieces, and then you go ahead and take them out in the field for their first assignments. And the reason in the last decade, Taser Incorporated and others have gotten most police departments to issue the majority of officers these devices is to train the public to see the image of people in uniform, not just with machine guns now, which, by the way, isn't what you want when you're in an actual firefight with somebody, especially if you don't want to kill bystanders, and the black uniforms and the armored vehicles and the helicopters, the militarization. But it's to train everyone, and the government admits this, to see the police firing projectiles, people being hit, people flopping, people screaming. The rubber bullets are a training device to get everyone used to seeing big cannon-like rifles with 300 caliber and 200 caliber projectiles firing rubber bullets and people bleeding. It gets you ready psychologically to the image of men in black uniforms marching, beating batons on their leg armor, and then lining up and opening fire on men, women, and children, shooting reporters in the face as they bleed, the cops laughing. We have the video of them and after-action reports about how much fun it was to mace babies. And then screaming, shouldn't bring an effing baby to a demonstration, and then cracking the woman with a big old club. Ah, yeah. And then the young woman walks out of a bar after the Red Sox win, and the cop's right there and shoots her 10 feet away in the face, blows her eye back in her brain, blood spills out. The cops are doing high fives. They want it. Ooh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Just like a dog being trained to love blood. All of that is so in the real world they can march out, and now it's microwave guns that burn your skin. It's sound cannons deployed from New York to Chicago to Los Angeles. And then next, it's actual armored vehicles with machine guns mounted like Ken State, just blurping hundreds of rounds into crowds. It's to train the cops to pull the trigger on you with instinctive firing. And there have been hundreds of cases I've seen. Remember the man in Miami? He'd come into the hospital. He'd admitted he'd been on cocaine. He said, I think I'm having a heart attack. Help me. And they strap him down and they say, we want you to give a urine sample. He said, I can't urinate. They march a cop in and he tasered him, what was it, 9 times as the man begged and screamed and pleaded. The guy'd watched Jack Bauer. But before Jack Bauer ever existed in fantasy land, law enforcement magazines, I'll never forget an April issue of Law Enforcement Tactics and Weapons, I think. And I bought it at a 7-Eleven. Just, oh, I better get that. And I picked it up. And it was about torture. Somebody's going to release anthrax. Will you torture their child in front of them to make them answer? I'll never forget that. See, they were brainwashing the cops the whole time, slowly twisting their minds and souls. And the case, of course, out in California. Remember the case a few months ago where the guy's in the library and the cops walk over and they say, we want to see your ID. And he said, I don't have it. I'm a student. And he goes, I'm just going to leave. And they were just checking IDs in there. And he said, look, I'm going to leave. And they said, no. And they tasered him. How many times was it? 6 times? And he'd beg and they'd say, get up. And he's like, I'm paralyzed. We're talking within 5 seconds of double tasering. Get up. See, you didn't comply. They call it pain compliance. Oh, let me taser again. More officers. Lines all into his body. Just like Farrell Montgomery lives right here in Austin now. He's a carpenter. He was in Phoenix. They pull him over. They want to search the car. He says, okay. He gets out. SWAT team shows up. Turns out it was a training exercise, but they do it on real people. This was on the news. And they had a helicopter over, and they wanted to say he was a militiaman just to create fear. The ADL was running it. The reporter doing it is an ADL guy. And he just stands there with his hands up. They taser him once, taser him twice. He hits the ground. He's flopping. And they come over while he's flopping, and they're still applying. This is all on video from the helicopter on the ground. It's in Road to Tyranny. And they walk over in black uniforms and masks. They say, get up. He can't even talk. He's totally paralyzed. Double tasers at him. They hit him again. And the dog is biting him. Blood is spilling. And it goes on for minute after minute, just ripping flesh. And the officers are just, oh, God, we hate America. Oh, it feels so good. I mean, that's their souls. Oh, yeah. He can't get up, but it makes it okay if I lean down and say, get up, and then he can't. All staged. They just pulled a guy over with the news cameras rolling, all waiting. He had NRA-type stickers on his car, and they all talked about that. Oh, look, we've got one of these gun people. Step out, please. Bzzz, they shock him. Shock him again. He totally submits. Falls down on the ground. He's flopping. And the dog's just biting with pleasure. Just biting and biting and biting and biting and biting and biting and ripping and tearing and snapping. Bites all over his legs, blood pouring all over the ground. The officers just stand there, still pulling the trigger, still pumping with enjoyment. Oh, pump some more. Oh, feel the hatred. Go ahead, cops. Give your children the vaccines. Love your government. Don't believe me. Go ahead and give them the mercury. Have autistic children. Go ahead and say I'm a traitor. Go ahead and say Alan Greenspan's good when your future's wrecked just like mine. At least you'll get to shoot some citizens in the street. I wish you'd join us in the fight against the New World Order, but I cannot condone sitting there for 15 minutes tasering someone while a dog bites him and then the joke of leaning over and saying, get up and we'll stop. But as he flops, hit him again. They do it over. That's the new policy. Just like they used to do to pro-lifers, and the left didn't care. I've got video of it at the end of Martial Law. It's in the extras. Walking up to women, to men, taking the nunchuck and going, break the arm. And they just go, compound fractures. Bones coming out of the... Just bones, pow, and the cops are... That's the spirit of it, ladies and gentlemen. And then they admitted on the news that it's disgusting. Tucker says that because he knows the public doesn't like it, but he still conditions us that it's okay. This guy stands up, starts asking Kerry a question he doesn't like. During the question and answer. So they just go ahead and grab him. He's saying, hey, let me go. I'm leaving. He's trying to walk out. They grab him again. He says, hey, get your hands off me. I just was talking. He's trying to go again. They're manhandling him. He breaks away. He's trying to get out the door. They tackle him down. There's six cops on him at that time. They're all over him. Five on him, one standing over. And he says, no. And they pull out. He goes, don't taser me. Oh, you've got to pay. And he goes, taser him. And they taser him. And the screaming happens. And, oh, we're all being baptized in evil. Just like your children are baptized in the mercury, cops. Just like you're baptized in the Diet Coke. Just like you're baptized in the coal-fired plants with the mercury. Just like you're baptized in all the evil. Just like America, all of us together, being part of the evil. Here's the clip. Play the first clip. And did you grab the second clip of when they're torturing the guy with the taser many times? The second clip under that? Yeah, the UCLA. We'll play that secondarily. This is yesterday. Bring up Skull and Bones. Bring up the secret society. Even Robert De Niro just made a movie about, and this is what happens to you.
Senator John Kerry spoke to a group of college students at the University of Florida today. One of those students got up and asked Kerry, among other things, why, if there really was such widespread voter fraud and voter suppression, had he conceded the 2004 presidential election to George Bush so easily? As the student became more and more worked up, and as Kerry tried to answer his many questions, the police moved in. Watch this.
Were you a member of Skull and Bones from college and Bush? Were you in the same secret society?
That's right. Let me answer his question.
Excuse me, what are you running for? Whoa. Is anybody watching me? I'm not going to lose.
Stop right there. The crowd, you notice, has been trained too. Yay! We don't like his question. He's mean to our God. Drag him out. Oh, yes. Go back to it.
Okay, pretty ugly scene there, Tucker, but it gets worse. The University of Florida police officers warned that student at that moment that if he didn't stop resisting, he would be tased, as in tasered. If you listen closely...
Stop right there. Kind of like when they said in that piece in New Orleans confiscating guns that they weren't using force, and it shows them tackling people. He's on the ground, he's got five hogs on him, and enemies of America who hate this country, and then they taser him for pleasure. Here it is. But here's the reporter misinterpreting lying.
Taser gun, you'll hear that they were not bluffing. Listen.
I didn't do anything! Don't tase me, bro! Don't tase me! I can't go anymore!
So he got tased for asking John Kerry a strange question about the 2004 presidential election. You do the math on that one.
And all those tough guys standing over him, like 19 cops and police women standing over him, couldn't get the cuffs on him, so they had to hit him with a taser gun? They ought to be ashamed of themselves.
Yeah, well, that's disgusting. Tucker, the student was arrested and charged with disrupting a public event, and with resisting arrest. He was sent to county jail. The spokesman for the University of Florida, who I talked to, says the student suffered no physical harm from the tasering. An investigation of the cop's use of force will be conducted. If you watch the tape, Tucker, the guy was a little annoying. He was sort of pestering Senator Kerry more so than we even saw at the beginning there. And Kerry actually rolled with him. And as this was going on, Kerry was saying, "Everybody cool down, everybody cool down." And the guy's getting tasered in the back of the room, and Kerry starts answering his question. He says, "Well, we didn't have enough evidence of the voter suppression in 2004 as you're being tasered in the back, so we couldn't move on it. We didn't have enough evidence." It was actually kind of entertaining.
Kind of a sensitive guy, John.
Yeah, he carried on. And, Tucker, I think that might have been the most excited anyone's ever been at a John Kerry speech, I have to say.
He takes a taser.
He does. He takes a taser. Well, the next story, Tucker.
There you have it, ladies and gentlemen, and they make a big joke out of it, but at least Tucker says it's not a good deal. It's not 19 cops. It's five on him and a couple more in the background. And they're all over him. He's not, I mean, they're sitting on him. And he's like, "Hey, man," and he's trying to leave. He's like, "Hey, okay, don't grab me." They're big guys are like just grabbing him. He's like, "Stop it, I'm leaving." And he's going out the door. He tries to get out the door. Now, we've got this other clip when we get back, you might have forgotten about, where they tased him six times with double tasers. Now, they say show ID, and they start grabbing him. He sits on the floor, and they go, "You're going to give us the ID, and you're going to give us your name." And they torture him Abu Ghraib style right there. You don't give a urine sample? Tase him. You don't answer their questions? Tase them. You don't submit? Tase them. This is the new world order. This is where our society is going. This is what we face. I'm Alex Jones. You're looking for the info war. You found the tip of the spear. We're here fighting the new world order as hard as we can, ladies and gentlemen. We'll take your calls coming up the next hour. I'm going to come back and finish up with the police state news. It's here. After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv. Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones introducing you to the incredible Berkey Solar Charger, your source for free solar electricity. This portable system is the size of a book when folded and small enough to fit into a briefcase, handbag, or glove compartment. The Berkey Solar Charger has been designed to power the Berkey Lights LED lamps as well as other applications such as mobile phones, radios, digital cameras, and PDAs when electricity is not available. Its multi-voltage capabilities, multiple adapters, and rechargeable batteries provide for flexible source of auxiliary backup power. Simply place the Berkey Solar Charger in the sun, plug in your application, and you have power. Disconnect your application, and the system automatically begins charging its own rechargeable batteries. Get the incredible Berkey Solar Charger for only $75 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
John Harmon up at the network in Minnesota just reminded me the clip I sent to the UCLA is a bunch of cussing. We have an edited one with all of the screaming and cussing cut out of it. We'll play that coming up in the next hour if we take some calls, where they tased him at least six times, and then within 5 seconds of him tasering, you'll hear it. They say, now get up. And they go, oh, didn't get up. Bzzz. Now, get up now. I mean, and he's literally flopping. And that's what they do. It's a little joke. In fact, you can watch on the video what happened in Florida yesterday. It's the same training, the same torture. It says, as the photo above shows, two female officers with some kind of gangland tattoo on their arms seem to be smiling with pleasure as they move in to seize Mayer. Only when Mayer was immobile and had five officers on top of him did the police decide to send 550,000 volts of electricity coursing through his prostrate body, seemingly waiting until Mayer begged them not to do so, as to enjoy the maximum power trip from administering the torture. Yeah, they just held it up in front of them going, no, no, please, dude, don't do that.
Yes.
By the way, program note here, I'm live 11 to 2 Central, noon to 3 Eastern. If you just joined us, or you have friends or family that are wanting to know the truth about the economy, it is so important that the people that deserve the blame for orchestrating the ongoing unraveling of our economy and the possible collapse, which they're now trying to push with all these announcements. And, I mean, Greenspan's openly saying we're cooked. It's unbelievable. Just massive, right in your face, headline, Greenspan tries to kill the economy, tries to cause crash. That's what he's doing. It's so important that by about 20 minutes into the show, I did over an hour analysis of what's really happening. And so when the show ends today, at InfoWars.com, we restream at InfoWars.com the entire 3 hours. And I want you to tell everybody you know to go to InfoWars.com, to go to the InfoWars.com streams that send my show out 24 hours a day, 21 hours until the next live show starts, and that people tune in, that you email everybody you know, your message list, your coworkers, and say, if you want to know what's happening, people are finally asking questions. I had neighbors ask me questions last night in the yard, and they don't normally care less what I think about things, because they've heard me talking about all this stuff, and now they see it happening. Now is the time to tell everybody. We've written articles that are up on PrisonPlanet.com as well. I want to expose these people, and no one else, frankly, is putting out the analysis we are. I heard some other good analysis yesterday on another Patriot Network, but that's about it. I'm not hearing many people get the big picture. And so this is valuable information. So when the show ends in an hour and 5 minutes, if you go to InfoWars.com and click on the streams there at InfoWars.com, you can then hear that. So send them the links for the stream that has my show 24 hours a day on. Send it out and say, hey, this guy's going to be talking about what's really happening with Greenspan, how he's trying to kill the economy. This is important. I'm asking you, the listeners, for your help getting this done. I'm asking you because if we expose them, and we can do this now, and if enough people then check into what we're saying and see the obvious historical nature of it and witness, it's hidden in plain view. I mean, he's openly announcing the dollar's going to plunge and the economy's in deep trouble and there's going to be horrible inflation and the stock market's going to go down and all this stuff trying to kill the economy. That is big. That is important to all of us, and we need to at least try to get this out. I don't know if it's going to help, but if we're able to get it out on a wide enough scale, it will. And they may just back off and not completely kill the economy for now. It may buy us a few months, a few years. I don't know. I just know we can't go quietly. We've got to blame the people that are responsible for this. So tell everybody you know to go to the InfoWars.com streams. You go right to InfoWars.com, go to PrisonPlanet.com, and we have the links right there where it restreams. You can also go subscribe for free to the podcast that's served out about an hour after the show ends. And you can fast forward right to the part. 20 minutes into the first hour, I get into the key information, and I walk through it. And it is so important. All right, more on the tasering, more on another federal prosecutor caught in pedophile activity. Your calls, I will take a lot of calls next hour at 1-800-259-9231. Stay with us.
This broadcast is available on MP3 CD format at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645. Hello.